wailful, or the betrayal of standardized education. For teachers, every week is a stick, and every paycheck a carrot all too sweet. Teachers are the A students, once full of energy and dreams, smart and lovely, but now betrayed by the very education they once excelled at. While all the negativity is deserved, not all the teachers intended to betray you. Long ago, before they stopped asking themselves if what they are doing is right, some hoped to make a beautiful difference. Today, they don't really have any choice. They are scared that you will become unruly. They are scared to be seen as ineffective by their peers. And of course, they are scared to be transferred or put on some suspension or fired. Some, in the end, may help a student in hopes of some kind of forgiveness or redemption. But that will be far too little. And they will be labeled as eccentric by those peers of theirs. And the student will be far too inexperienced to understand that calling their teacher eccentric is actually an insult. It will be quite a sad ordeal. Standardized education, or any kind of betrayal, is a one-way road that only induces more and more fractures. It can only lead to becoming sour and crazy, and wishing for nothing more than retirement. The betrayal, though, it is heartbreaking. You are second to the paychecks and the state funding. And mind you, it is not just the teachers. Your high school is a meat processing plant. It is wailful. It feeds everyone, from the creepy security guards to smiley cops and anonymous lawnmowers, to cooks, assistants, teachers, office workers, principals, and yes, even the politicians. Finally, here is the whopper. The ultimate truth. What is really going on? You can't learn what you don't care about. You won't learn it. You will only memorize it. And you will become disgusted with it. Hate math, English, books, programming, art, music. Hate it all. That's the real betrayal. It is not just that standardized education can't work, but it makes you turn away from knowledge. This is by far the greatest hope and dream of the really big liars and creepy religious cults and leaders. And every evil dictator, every quack and conspiracy theorist, and competent medium or astrologer. And schools do it just like that, right on the side while turning you into a paycheck. It gets worse. It actually gets worse. Not only can you not learn what you don't care about, not only do schools push you away from knowledge, but to add insult to injury, you are not learning real knowledge to begin with. Knowledge cannot be standardized into a curriculum or the chapters of a textbook. Knowledge is composed of very thin layers of observations, realizations, internalizations, and discoveries that must perfectly match your existing knowledge. The collection of all the existing layers you have thus far fused into a sum greater than its parts. The layers are thin because they have to match you. And you have to choose the path you travel because you can't integrate what you are not yet ready for. If you start with programming, get to making screensavers or computer games, then learning math comes naturally. But if you are just thrown into math, it will never stick. You won't have anything to stick math into. Real knowledge must match your existing knowledge in order to integrate and extend and create more. And that more will then call for more knowledge that you previously thought you would never be interested in. Like, for example, 3D printing, or maybe building or programming drones, perhaps even music composition or building visual programming languages, or becoming an artist after having discovered that a wall projector gets you so far into that you can master it with just practice alone. To begin the assembly of your knowledge in a way that does create wisdom, you need to start with the free narrated books at your library, and then adventure, camping, or hiking. The adventure will eventually push all the stress away so that the books will start calling to you. That's right. You can't just pick up a book and listen to it. It will not work. You have to clear your life and enter a state of joy or serenity. And then your mind will want the books. The books will call out to you. You will just begin inheriting lifetimes of knowledge. But you have to be stress-free and not under some attack. You can only read or listen when you are filled with joy. You can't learn without peace of mind, without serenity, or under the threat of some dumbass concept of a GPA. In that state, you will drop into warrior mode. Books will not call to you when you are fighting for survival. And teachers, across the many years that you grant them, will slowly convince you that your GPA does define you, that it is a measure of your intelligence. Even though they have copied the grades from all the other classes to stay under the radar, and principals just often dictate what grades you should be receiving. It's completely bonkers. You have been betrayed. And there is no solution other than going into the library and getting your mittens on all the books. Someday, you, maybe someone like you, will push for real change. And schools will see a transition from standardized education, which is a pure fantasy, to self-directed education, which is those layers that you can easily integrate to expand your knowledge. We will transition from fraudulent GPA and diploma in the paycheck mills that schools are today to actually students being paid for learning, as it is an investment in the future of our kind. Duh. But until then, to grow, to form a healthy view of the world, you have to listen to the top 10,000 or more narrated books. And layer by layer, in serenity, in the peace of your mind, assemble them into knowledge, wisdom, and eventually your greatness.